The U.S. Senate held a rare Saturday session today to vote on tax cuts that are set to expire at the end of this month. Democrats had wanted to make a statement about keeping tax rates down for most Americans while letting them rise on higher levels of income. They had a majority for that, but not the 60 votes necessary to prevail in the Senate. It's quite a week for statements in Washington, D.C., from negotiations on the Bush-era tax cuts to the Deficit Commission to hearings on repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wilner joins us. David, thanks for being with us.
Sure, Scott.
And let's start with the tax cuts. The Senate, as we note, was in session today to vote on permanent extension of middle-income tax cuts that the House had approved on Thursday. And what happened?
Well, as expected, Democrats failed to get the 60 votes they needed to bring up that measure, which would have capped the household income eligible for tax cuts at $250,000. And a similar measure, but which capped income at $1 million, also failed. Both fell 7 votes short. A few Democrats and every Republican who voted today were opposed to it. Here's how Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse described what happened today on the Senate floor.
Quite simply, the rich are richer than they have ever been. And Senate Republicans are holding hostage a tax benefit for all Americans to demand a super benefit for the super wealthy.
So expect to hear Democrats keep reminding Republicans that they held out for tax breaks for the highest income levels as Republicans in the next Congress, where they'll be much stronger, push for cutting the deficit even while those tax breaks would have increased the deficit.
But don't we have reason to think there are talks going on behind closed doors?
There are. You know, I think it's a pretty safe bet that Democrats are going to compromise with Republican demands and allow all of the tax cuts to be extended, but for no more than 2 or 3 years. And in return for that, Democrats expect Republicans to allow a renewal of the emergency long-term unemployment insurance that expired this week. And that's leaving a couple million people facing the prospect of losing their unemployment benefits for the holidays. Democrats also want a vote allowed on the DREAM Act, which would give people who've entered the country illegally as children a path to citizenship. And they also want the Senate to take up and ratify the Nuclear Arms Control Treaty with Russia that's known as New START, all that before Christmas.
Now, as Congress was contemplating the tax situation, of course, the President's Deficit Commission came out with their report, which listed, they to say the least, they were explicit and stern. The report didn't get the votes needed that would send the plan directly to Congress, but it certainly got a lot of attention. And I wonder if it's just beyond the attention stage.
I think so. In this Congress, it is. But I think that it's been kind of a wake-up call for a lot of people. It's put out some definite proposals to be debated. We had half of the legislative members of that commission voting for it from both parties. The Senate seems to be much more in favor of these measures than the House does. And, of course, the House is going to be controlled by Republicans in the next Congress, and not one of the House Republicans on that committee voted for it. So I don't think that we can expect too much action in the next Congress on this.
Past week, you also heard from the Pentagon and the military, some military leaders, about the possibility of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, of course, the 1993 law that bans gays from serving openly in the armed services. Where do we stand on that this weekend?
It's right now kind of in limbo. Everything depends on the Senate taking up the big defense bill that the repeal is a part of during this lame duck session. But many Republicans are opposed to a repeal, and probably no one more so than John McCain. At a hearing on that repeal yesterday, McCain made it pretty clear that he's going to stand in the way of letting that bill be considered.
I will not agree to have this bill go forward, and neither will I believe that 41 of my colleagues will either, because our economy is in the tank. Our economy is in the tank, and the American people want that issue addressed.
Of course, letting that defense bill die, there'd be little chance of repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the next Congress. So Majority Leader Harry Reid says he is going to try to bring up that defense bill in this lame duck session and see what happens.
NPR's congressional correspondent David Wilner, thanks so much.
Sure, Scott.